On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We're going to be very competitive. I said that the day one we came back to Boston, we're going to be very hard to play against every single night and make sure we play together and go. Don't look too far ahead. Season is long and can take everything you have for granted, so stay in the moment and take it game by game and leave it all out there every single night.
You're listening to Christian Arcan on WEEI.
Final hour here, Christian Arcan Show, WEEI, live in our Brighton studios, powered by Verizon. We are Boston Sports Original, and along with Boston, we are coming to you live up in Maine, Portland, and Saco, Upper Valley, Keene, Brattleboro, Springfield, Worcester, Providence, Cape Cod, and the Islands. If you're not in any of those places, don't forget you can always stream WEEI anytime on the Odyssey app, as well as the iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps. And if you missed any part of the show tonight, like our discussion of what happened down in the South End two nights ago, or our interview with Tom King, or our Red Sox review, or any of that other stuff, you can always listen to the Christian Arcan Show podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever it is that you get your podcasts. That was David Pastrnak, who you just heard there. David Pastrnak. I feel like I haven't heard from him in a while. And a Bruins team who you probably weren't paying super close attention because it's preseason hockey, and come on, but we had
it's also the first week of October. What are we doing starting hockey?
It's a good point. I mean, it seems very early for this. It doesn't help that it was 85 degrees over the weekend either, but there was the Red Sox playoff run. The Patriots are starting to impress people now, and the Bruins preseason, I feel like, flew totally under the radar. Bruins had a nice little preseason. The Bruins played 6 preseason games. They went 4-2. 4-1-1, because one of their losses was in a shootout. And Swayman was good. Corpusalo was pretty good. DiPietro was pretty good. And you saw not just Pastrnak and the normal guy, Morgan Geeky. Guys on that roster were, looking at it anyway, I'll be honest, I didn't watch a lot of it. But based on the reporting I saw from guys like Scott and gals like Bridget and everybody else here, the Bruins had themselves a nice little preseason. And you may not care about preseason hockey. I understand if you don't. But I also think that when a team goes out in the preseason, a team that's expected to be kind of a lousy team, and they get slapped around, no one ever changes their mind about, well, yeah, they're going to be a sucky team. Who cares? If a very good team goes out in the preseason and gets smacked around, people raise their eyebrows a little bit. But if a team that everyone expects to be bad goes into the preseason, and again, it's like the same 3 teams you play. They only played like New York, Philly, and Washington. I'm not sure they played anybody else. Then you go out there and you win 4 out of 6. I pay attention to that. Jeremy Swayman goes out there and has a couple of really nice-looking games. They're preseason games, but nice-looking games. I pay attention to that. David Pastrnak is still one of the best scoring forwards in the entire NHL. and he doesn't seem to be slowing down very much. I pay attention to that. Morgan Geeky, who I think emerged as a force last year up on that line with him, with Pastrnak, or wherever it is that they want to put him. I think him, Lindholm after a year, Zadorov after a year on the blue line with McAvoy and the other guys they got there on that in that defensive group, they're not a lost cause. Like, I think people talk about them like they're this lost cause, and it's like, why even bother? Why even bother with a hockey season this year? I think there's a hockey season to be had this year. It may not look like that right away. It may take a while for them to kind of gain their footing, as they are going to go through a lot of changes, and there's going to be a lot of young players called up from Providence that they're going to be looking to, and some of the new guys that they brought in, not big-time difference makers, but new faces and new new sticks on the ice that are going to have to figure out how to work with their own guys. Yes,
specifically,
Joe.
When you're talking lost cause, I think you have to sort of put a disclaimer on that. They're a lost cause in terms of thinking they will go to the Stanley Cup. Like, those expectations have to come down quite a bit. But I'm sort of on your path. Like, they're not totally a lock to just miss the postseason or whatever. They can still make the postseason. I think they can have a good year, maybe be a wild card team. And who knows? Maybe they surprise people. But I think they're a lost cause when it comes to expecting them to make a run for the Stanley Cup.
Sure. And I tend to agree with that. But I also think in the NHL, more so than any other sport, you make it to the playoffs and you could get there. I mean, like, you know, all you really have to do is get in. And that's why it's kind of crazy that they have all these extra wild cards and so many people get in. Because in the NHL, I feel like it's just a lot more random generally. Not about who wins. You know, you still have dynasties in the NHL, but and Florida's in the middle of one potentially right now. But, like, in terms of who gets there and who gets knocked out and knocked off, like, I do feel like there's a lot more upsets. There's a lot less chalk. That, and maybe, you know, it's not always like that every single year, but I do feel like in the NHL, more so than the other sports, you do see more of that. And that's what makes it fun. And that's also what I think makes it intriguing for a team like the Bruins, a team with no expectations. Like, they have no expectations this year. I think making the playoffs would be considered an achievement for them this year. And I think they should have the bar set a little higher than that. Not much higher, but if making the playoffs is a grand achievement, then, you know, you're sort of setting yourself up for, like, well, hey, you know, at least we made it. And I don't think the Bruins should look at it like that. If Jeremy Swayman plays well, and you have McAvoy, Geeky, Pastrnak, Zadora, you know, guys who can produce, it's probably not going to be a real pretty season. But all you really need is for Swayman to get hot for like a month, and all of a sudden, you're right there. You're right there. You're right in the middle of that chase. And there's going to be the usual suspects there. Toronto's going to be there, and Tampa, and Florida, all these teams. You know, Washington and the Rangers and all the normal teams that are there, Carolina, they're going to be, you know, they haven't changed very much. You've changed more than they have. But the Bruins, I think, haven't changed so much that I look at what they are and what, you know, how they finished last year and think, yeah, that's just the way it's going to be from here on out. I don't think so. I think that was a bit of a fluke year from Swayman last year. I don't think that's what he is now. I think he can be better than that.
Full off season.
Right. And he has to prove that. I mean, it's not a given. He has to go out and prove it. But what I've seen so far here in the preseason, looking at his stats and looking at the starts that he's had, he's been good. And if he can start the year off strong and build up some confidence for this team, which they haven't had since the trade deadline of last year. Since the trade deadline of last year, this team has been a dead team. There's been no reason to really pay attention to him. But if they can get off to a good start here, I believe in the Bruins this year.
How about Marco Sturm? What do you like about him as the head coach?
I don't know anything about Marco Sturm and what he's going to do. He's a hockey coach, you know. Can you get the right lines together? Can you figure it out? It's going to be one of those type of things where, you know, if they get off to a bad start, he's going to take blame for it that he probably shouldn't be taking because it's, you know, it's the beginning of a new era in Bruins hockey. And if they get off to a good start, he'll get credit for it, but not too much. Because, you know, we all are still living with the memory of those first 2 years of Jim Montgomery and what a paradox he was. You know, people love him. Guys want to play for him. Seems like he's got this team really working together in the regular season. Get to the playoffs, choke horribly. Go to St. Louis, same kind of thing. Let's go to the phone. 617-779-7937. Paul is in Westfield. Hi, Paul.
Hey, Christian, how are you, bud?
Hello there.
Everything seems better and sound.
Say that again?
It's good to hear people are better and sound. An 81-win season outperformed our expectations, and looking forward to a future with the Red Sox. But, Christian, you said something earlier that it rings true, you know, and people that have never been to prison, you know, I did my 5 tours, not long, but a year, 3 years, and it's not someplace you want to be. It's dangerous. And when Christian said this guy's almost 40 and there's nothing like this, you would demand a toxicology report, because to attack someone with a knife is a violent, very dangerous felony that you have to give them at least some jail time. But you got to ask, do you suspend it? Do you get the toxicology? This is completely out of nature. And the fact that the guy didn't die, or Mark didn't die, is lucky. You know, 90 times a day, it doesn't end like this and they're dead. So you got to look at this carefully and give him what you'd call a suspended or continue with the finding, because I don't think prison is where he belongs. If we did, we'd know by now.
Well, I don't know about that, Paul. I think that, and thanks for the call. I think with Sanchez, you know, you're looking at prison time here. I mean, the fact that he was the one who got stabbed and they reviewed everything and then went down to the hospital and arrested him tells you a lot. I mean, that tells you a lot. The toxicology thing could come into play. That could be a part of the court case and all of that. And there will be, I'm sure, a pretty high-profile court case about this. But, yeah, it's sad. I mean, it's sad. You know, like, a guy like him, who a lot of people recognize, like, I go out, I'm paranoid someone's going to, you know what I mean? And who the hell am I? He's out there doing wind sprints in the alley and fighting the driver. You know, it's just like, that's not a guy who was in his right mind, I don't think. That doesn't sound like the behavior of a man who was in his right mind at all. And I don't know what his mind was under the influence of, but that doesn't, you know, like if this was the way he was acting all the time, we'd have heard, as Paul said, we'd have heard about this by now. As I said, this would be something that was, Sanchez went crazy again. No. This is the first time we've ever heard about anything like this with him. 617-779-7937. Quick update on the Yankees. Blue Jays now are enjoying a 6-1 lead. And Carlos Rodon, who I thought the Red Sox were really going to take it to in that second game. I thought that was it. You're throwing Rodon out there, not a big game pitcher. A lefty that this right-handed Red Sox lineup can do some damage against. This is what I was anticipating. What the Blue Jays are doing to him right now is what I was hoping and praying and actually expecting the Red Sox to do. I thought Ref Snyder and Romy and all those guys, I thought they were going to take it to Rodon. They didn't. The Blue Jays are doing that. They've just added 3 more runs here in the third inning. RBI singles from Dalton Varsho, from Anthony Santander, and from Ernie Clement, who is, as you've heard, if you listen to the pregame show, the only active baseball player named Ernie in all of the majors. And that's just the type of stuff you don't get anywhere else other than right here on the Christian Arcand Show. The Yankees are going to go out sad, I think. Fernando Cruz came in, put out the fire. Rodon done after 2 1/3 innings, 6 runs on 6 hits with 2 walks, 2 strikeouts, and a bomb allowed to Vladdy Daddy Jr. And I don't think we're going to be able to see this one since it's only the third inning and the game's been going on for over an hour. So it's probably going to be over well after I've signed off. But I think we can put the champagne on ice here, folks. I don't think we have to worry about any Mookie Wilson dribblers down the line. I think you can put that champagne on ice and get ready for the goggles.
We got to put the tarps up on in the studio.
Oh, yeah. It's Yankee Elimination Day, baby. All right. Can't fully enjoy it because they did beat the Red Sox, but it's always nice to see the Yankees get pooped on.
See, again, that I had this argument on the last episode of Play Tessie. Like, I'm not saying that I'm happy with the fact that the Sox went out in this round, but at least they went out with a fight. The Yankees are going out with a whimper.
Yeah.
Like, I would 10 times take how the Sox ended their season versus the Yankees how they ended their season.
Well, I mean, Red Sox did get shut out. It wasn't, you know, they did. The last game, they went out with a bit
the
of a
the game was close,
there,
though.
Say. It was close.
Like,
it,
a close being relative.
Yeah.
It wasn't 6-1.
No, it wasn't 6-1. That's true. But at least they got the one. at least they put up something. Red Sox went out pretty sad as well. I'll agree with you, though. The only big difference here is what round it happened in. And you're right. The Yankees are getting absolutely dog walked here in their home stadium. Don't think we'll be hearing Frank tonight. If we do, it'll be That's Life and not New York, New York. And that's just, you know, it's just a shame. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We're going to take a quick break here. Joe Braverman is going to get you caught up on what's trending. He'll give you the info there on the Blue Jays and the Yankees, as well as the Mariners and the Tigers, who are in the bottom of the seventh inning. Joe's got all your info, and then we're right back with Arcan Fire.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Well, first off, we'll announce that it's an off day for the Patriots today as they gear up for their trip down to Nolens to face the Saints this Sunday at the Superdome. That's at 1 p.m. the kickoff. One small roster note from today, the team is signing running back Joshuan Corbin to their practice squad to correspond. They are releasing offensive lineman Royce Newman. Elsewhere in the NFL, the Bengals are making an in-division trade with the Cleveland Browns. They are acquiring Joe Flacco and a sixth-round pick from Cleveland. In exchange, they'll send back a fifth-round pick. Also in the NFL, Cowboys owner Jerry Jones was fined $250,000 for an obscene gesture towards fans at MetLife Stadium during the Jets and Cowboys game last Sunday. As Arcan teased, two ALDS Game 3s underway. Bottom of the seventh, the Mariners lead the Tigers in Detroit after a three-hour rain delay. 5-1 is the score in that one. And in the bottom of the third, the Blue Jays lead the Yankees 6-1. The Mariners could take a 2-1 series lead, while the Blue Jays could eliminate the Yankees. Opening night in the NHL, puck drop on a triple header earlier tonight. The Panthers took down the Blackhawks by a score of 3-2 as they begin their quest for a three-peat currently going on in Madison Square Garden. The Penguins are on top of the Rangers 1-0 halfway through the second period. The nightcap features the Colorado Avalanche taking on the LA Kings. That puck drop is at 10:30. The Bruins will open their season tomorrow night in D.C. against the Capitals. And Celtics star Jason Tatum has been hired as chief basketball officer at his alma mater of Duke. He is the school's first CBO. Tatum will serve as special advisor to Blue Devils head coach John Shire. I'm Joe Braverman, and that's what's trending on WEEI and WEEI.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top-load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Not June.
I said that's life.
What about October, Frank?
And as funny but as it may seem, some people get their kicks
stomping on a dream. I don't know the rest of the words of this. Because something the world keeps on spinning around.
It keeps spinning around.
All right, that's enough. I've been all those things, too. The Yankees, by the way, mounting a comeback here, potentially, as it's the bottom of the third inning.
Yeah, define mounting.
Aaron Judge just doubled home Grisham to make it 6-2, and they have runners on first and third with one out, and Bieber just threw a wild pitch. So, I don't know. I mean, listen, I'm not sure. Stanton,
okay, maybe then it is mounting.
Stanton's up. One big swing, it's a one-run game. So, you know, it's just, I'm not saying it's not over yet. So don't get too excited there yet, Frank. Although it does appear as though this is the way it's going to go. If the Yankees rally and come back, I think they're just only prolonging the inevitable. I don't see them coming back here on this Toronto team. Then again, if they do survive another day, then they get the menace from Walpole there, Cam Schlittler, who has been really on fire. I know a lot of people around here don't like what he was doing on Twitter. Don't like him chirping at Lucy. Don't like him chirping at everybody. He's chirping at random accounts who are like, you're not from Boston. And he's like, I lived in Southie for one summer, bruh, which is just such a great response. That is, I think everybody realized at that point, he may not be from Boston proper, but that kid is a masshole through and through. That is masshole vernacular, if ever I heard it right there. And I say that with all the love in the world, all the affection in my heart that I could possibly muster. Yeah, maybe not, but I lived in Southie. I sublet an apartment in Southie for 2 years. That was the worst accent ever. I don't even know what that was supposed to be. That's definitely not what he talks like.
But you got to lean into that North End route. Yeah, right. You got to lean into those.
I don't know. I mean, I think if they get to him, they could force a game five. If he pitches like that again, I said it, the Yankees can win the World Series. If you get him out there enough times, he'll win those games. He's pitching like that, 101 on the black. Although, that's the other thing. Wasn't exactly like he was painting the corners there. He was throwing 100, 101 miles an hour. But it was either right down the middle of the plate or it was a foot up over the strike zone. And either way, the Red Sox weren't touching it. It didn't matter, except for Masataka Yoshida, who was seeing it great. Other than that, nobody could touch the guy. So I wonder, you know, I wonder if the book on him in the playoffs here in an elimination game. I guess that was an elimination game. They just played, and that didn't seem to bother him. But, yeah, if I'm the Yankees, I'm doing whatever I can to get it to Schlittler. Because you get it to Schlittler, and then anything's possible. But first, they got some work to do. Now it's 6-3, by the way. Sack fly for Giancarlo Stanton. 6-3 in the bottom of the third with two outs and a runner on first for Jazz Chisholm Jr., who I feel a little bad for Jazz Chisholm Jr. because he was the bad guy. He was starting to get all the, you know, he was the guy with the attitude. He was the guy that was getting some of those headlines.
You're stealing my thunder, bro.
And now here comes Cam Schlittler, you know, on his Harley, just, you know, like, get out of here, Jazz Chisholm. I'm the big badass on the Yankees now. That's how it went at the end of that.
Hey, anyway. Who says the Yankees can't have multiple villains?
I mean, they can have anybody who wears a Yankee uniform is a villain, technically. Doesn't matter who you are. Doesn't matter where you're from. Ben Rice. You know, a little Cohasset guy. It doesn't matter. We turn our back on you just like we turn our back on Schlittler. That's the way it works, okay? And I like what he's been doing, but he's a Yankee. I'm not going to root for a Yankee. I'm not going to pull for a Yankee. His family can go do that all they want. No one else is going to do that. You put on that Yankee uniform, you're the enemy. Chisholm got on base. All right, yeah, listen, now a home run, this game's tied. So, all right. I guess wheel the champagne back out, take all the tarps off. We got to get bad. Put all the ski goggles away. Not quite there yet. Anyway, it is 9:30 just about. So let's get to the Arcan Fire.
It's time for Arcan Fire on the Christian Arcan Show. This is WEEI.
We got our own celebrating to do. We can keep the champagne. We'll hold on to the champagne while we get through this Arcan Fire.
Were you impressed by all the Frank Sinatra lyrics I knew in that song?
That's more than I know.
So my parents, when I was a kid, we had an old record player, and it was just Sinatra. It was just what we'd play before dinner, after dinner. It was just on in the house. And
yeah, there was always it was always that one artist that you play before dinner, or at least for me, it was every Sunday morning on breakfast. I know it was Frank. It was a mix of Frank and ABBA. Actually, there was a lot of ABBA. I mean, I have three older sisters, so I was kind of stuck with that.
ABBA's got some jam. Waterloo,
of course.
Waterloo's a jam.
Of course.
I love Waterloo. That's a banger. Yeah. That one. All right. Anyway, what do we
Anyway, what I want to start with.
ABBA songs. List them out.
Oh. Dang it. I was going to do that one. Actually, I want to give you the floor because I don't believe you've had a probably reasonable amount of time to react to North Carolina this past weekend. And Bill Belichick, of course, we had a caller reference what's going on down there. But, of course, they get embarrassed by Clemson. And then we have the report from earlier this week that Belichick's banning socials from putting out anything on the Patriots. And then that goes against it. So what I want to start off this Arcane Fire with is giving you the floor for a full reaction on the latest in the UNC drama that is Bill Belichick.
Okay, so I said it the other day. I think that Bill Belichick has basically scammed UNC. I feel like this is like a Nigerian prince kind of scam. Like, send me money and I'll make you the 33rd NFL team. And they were like, wow, hey, look, I just got this email from this guy. It says it's Bill Belichick. You know, like, it's what it seems like to me. It just seems like this is all very, very scammy. Very, like, you got hoodwinked. But not because you fell for, you know, you believe that this guy, it's more like he presented himself and what he was representing and what he was going to do one way and then is now executing it a very different way. And along the way of doing that has embarrassed this university so many times, so many different ways, not just with the play on the field, with the carrying on, with the girlfriend, with the interviews, with all of it. It's been a terrible embarrassment. And it would have been for any team that brought this circus to town. Like UNC, it was not like some powerhouse team. If Alabama had done this and then they started off the year this badly, and maybe they wouldn't have because maybe the more talent would have gone to a school like Alabama. I think UNC really overestimated how many blue chip recruits were going to want to come to UNC and play for Bill Belichick. I think that that was really sort of overestimated. And I know that they had, what, $20 million in NIL, which is what they were sort of allotted, and people assumed that that was going to be a whole bunch and that they'd be able to pay these great players, but it's just, you know, you got to have more of a, you got to have more of a skeleton to work with. You can't just throw, all these recruits on top of a roster that doesn't have anything. Even when Deion Sanders did it, he brought in a whole new roster, and it took 1 year before they were actually, you know, decent playing in a bowl game. And they had some signature wins. They beat TCU to start the year that first year, and then after that they fell off. With Bill Belichick, though, as arrogant and sort of insufferable as Coach Prime was those first that first year, and still kind of is. It's not quite as bad, but now that his two guys are gone, but it's not even close. It's not even close to what you're seeing here. An almost universally negative reaction to Belichick from the players, from the boosters, from the students, from the fans, from everybody. I mean, there's nobody that's enjoying any part of this right now. It's really been, it's really been just completely, unanimously negative. And for Bill, there's not a legacy that is going to be erased by this. Nothing's going to erase his legacy. But this is going to further, I think, and this is maybe not the best way of putting it, but I do think if you're keeping score in the way that a lot of us here in New England keep score, this is going to be a notch in the win column for Robert Kraft. That's what it's looking like. Does that mean it ruins Belichick's legacy? No. Does it mean that his career is now suddenly less than what it was before? No. You can't take away those Super Bowl rings. You can't take away two decades. But you can look at Robert Kraft and look at the win-loss ledger and say, yeah, got to give him that one. You got to give him that one. He got out of the Bill Belichick business before it got even more embarrassing than it was. And they won four games this last year. It was embarrassing at the end for the Patriots. It was embarrassing. I think it should have been embarrassing for Bill Belichick. And it was definitely embarrassing for him when no one hired him. And he had to sit around and wait for UNC to come calling. You know that was not how he planned for that to go. You know he wasn't planning to spend a whole year doing a podcast and appearing on Pat McAfee. Like that wasn't part of the Bill Belichick vision board, okay? And now here it is. You finally got someone to bite on the hook. And this is the product you're putting out there. This garbage is what you're putting out there every Saturday. I mean, that's about as bad as it gets. I don't think he survives the year. If he does, it'll just be because the AD and the boosters and everybody are too proud to admit that it was a failed experiment this early on in the experiment. But it's not just the football. I think if it was just the football, people would be a little bit less harsh about it. But it's more than that. He's embarrassing himself, and he's embarrassing the school. So that's where I stand on it. You're not going to erase his legacy. But if this is proving one thing, it's that Robert Kraft was right about firing him. That's all.
Hadouken! Okay, I want to stay in the NFL for this one. The Bengals might have found some life with a little in-division trade. They trade for Joe Flacco, of course, a couple draft picks now and again. But that's a couple of good news. One, the Bengals have a capable starting quarterback that's not Jake Browning. And number two, your guy, Shedeur Sanders, moves up to QB2, likely, for the Cleveland Browns. So what do you make of the Bengals going after Joe Flacco to try and fill this Joe Burrow void?
I think once once Flacco got benched, I think that that moved Sanders up then. I think that you weren't going to be going back to him. And it would have been, you know, Gabriel, and if Gabriel flames out, then they were going to try Sanders. I don't think they were going to have Gabriel flame out and then go back to Flacco. It just, what's the point of doing that? You got these two young quarterbacks, and if one of them's not working out, you try the other one. That's what you would do. Him going to Cincinnati, I'm going to miss Jake Browning's girlfriend and her outfits. You see these outfits she makes? She makes these, like, custom-made Bengals outfits, which is something I was going to, and I wish I thought of this in time, was going to say to Jake in Boston, wait, there's nothing wrong with this. What about Jake Browning's girlfriend and those outfits she comes up with? That's the thing that the Wags are into now. By Wags, I mean wife and girlfriend. Is that they like to make, I don't know, curate these outfits. These, like, you know, football girl outfits. And it's great. I think it's great. Go ahead. More power to you. Go out there and do your thing. I don't think it's really distracting. The first one I remember doing that was the fullback in San Francisco, Juszczyk. How do you say it?
Kyle Juszczyk, yeah.
Kyle Juszczyk. His wife, or his girlfriend's wife, whoever it is, I don't know if they're married or not, but she was making these, like, they were like almost...
Yeah, custom, like,
custom
Letterman jackets.
Jerseys,
yeah.
Jackets, all this cool stuff. I mean, they look cool. I'm not going to wear them, but they look cool. And that's what I'm going to miss most if Browning's not playing anymore. But for Flacco, he'll probably be better for them. He'll probably be someone who can get the ball down deep to Higgins, get down deep to Chase. But I don't think he's going to save that season or anything. He might pick up one or two more wins maybe than Browning would. Although I thought Browning looked a lot better last week. As far as what this means for Cleveland, I thought Dylan Gabriel played pretty well. That was a close game that they just had. They lost, but it was a close one. And he almost got them back in the field goal range. But, you know, I'm rooting for Sanders. I want to see Sanders go out there and get a chance. I don't really care about Dylan Gabriel. I'm not an Oregon fan. I never really cared much about him in college or right now. But I do enjoy that there's a QB controversy going on. There's a legitimate QB battle. Because the last one we saw was Mac Jones and Bailey Zappi. And I feel like this one's a lot more interesting.
I want to turn your attention again to the NFL. We briefly mentioned it. The Cardinals running back, Emile Demercado, I believe is how you say his name. You obviously saw him at the half-yard line fumble the ball.
Yeah.
Well, did you happen to see what happened on the sideline? Zach's putting it up on Twitch for us right now, and it's Cardinals head coach Jonathan Gannon laying into Demercado for dropping the ball at the half-yard line. Well, we have a resolution to that. Obviously, Gannon said he apologized, but the franchise itself is fining Gannon $100,000 for that altercation with Demercado. What do you make of the Cardinals handing out a fine because of this interaction you're looking at?
$100,000 for that? For hitting them on the pads? I mean, he hit them, but, you know, he was hitting them on the pad. Like,
well, he also cussed him out, you know.
So?
that's just a little disclaimer on the video.
Cuss out a guy who dropped the ball on the half-yard line? He should have cussed him out. Maybe you don't put your hands on a player, but it's not like he slapped him in the face. Maybe he did. Maybe because the video I'm looking at, and that's the one I saw over the weekend, you can't really see what he's doing. There's two guys in front of him, and the running back has his back to him. You can't even really see the coach, but you see him, like, sort of jerk back like he got hit. But I think he just hit him in the chest, you know? Like, I don't think he hit him in the face or anything. Like, he's got the helmet still on. Put that back up again, Zach. I don't think that's what happened. So unless you strike a guy in the face, you know, like, did he get him in the face? I say, looks like he gets him, like, right in the torso, which, if he's got pads on, then what, you know, $100,000 for that? I don't know how much Jonathan Gannon's making. He's probably making enough that doesn't really make a difference to him, but I think that sets a bit of a weird precedent. If that's $100,000, then what would it have been if he slapped him in the face? Like, $2 million? You know, like, you can't, I feel like that's high for something like that. You want to fine him like $10,000 or something and say, okay, you can't hit your guy even if you hit him on the pads. You can't do that. But, like, I feel like you see that a lot. You know, you see guys.
We see it once a week with Andy Reid and Travis Kelce.
Right? Yeah. Those guys yell at each other. I don't remember any $100,000 fines going there. And also, he apologized. right? Which shouldn't, you know, just make it, well, okay, then no big deal. You shouldn't, you should control yourself a little bit. But also, did you see that play? Did you see the other fumble in that game too, by the way? The one that was an interception.
It was like a, it was an interception, and then it ping-pongs and Tyler Lockett's right there like, ooh, look, a football.
That was unbelievable. And if I'm Jonathan Glad, I'm like, what the hell, man? Can any of you idiots hold on to the ball?
He'd be getting fined another $100,000 for yelling at those guys.
Seriously. But, I mean, I don't know. I think fining a guy for yelling and hitting the guy on his pads is a little much. $100,000, it seems like a lot.
It's time to go behind the glass for the producer's point on the Christian Arcan Show. Here's Joe Braverman.
Okay, like you, I have a thought on the Patriots, and I, too, was just as happy, just as excited to see that win on Sunday night, to see them go into Buffalo, take down Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills. I'm happy. Now, at the beginning, before the season started, we both had win predictions, and I said 8, and I thought, maybe they get it, maybe they don't, but they're on the fringe playoff team. Well, now I'm adjusting my expectations, probably like everyone else, where they should be in the postseason. And you detailed it perfectly with the schedule that they have. Winnable game, one after another after another. The Saints, the Titans, the Ravens, maybe if they're sliding. There are a ton of winnable games for a team that does look very, very, very capable of being a playoff team. And not just that, but with the clip we played earlier in the show with Tommy Kern, with the, not parody, but just the lack of sustainability there is in the AFC. We mentioned the Jaguars are 4-1. Like, the Bills right now are the top team in the AFC, and they should continue to be favored. But then after that, it's like, do you really know? Can you trust the Jaguars if they win the division? Can you trust, with the North being as crazy as it is, like the Ravens to make a big comeback and the Steelers to even sustain any kind of success?
So what's the take, Joe?
The take is that the Patriots should make the playoffs, and it's going to be a disappointment if they don't make it. So I'm here to say I've adjusted my expectations. The win total might be greater than the 8 that I set, and that this is a playoff team. And if they don't make it, there are lots of people in Pats Nation who are going to be upset.
Yeah. If they go 500 from here on out, that's a 9-win team. I mean, that's pretty good. And that is the producer's point with Joe Braverman. We don't think, I'm not going to give out the number here because we don't have a lot of time left. All we have time left for is clickbait, and that's next.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of network speed. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
one-day only Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help, you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
It's time for Clickbait. This is the Christian Arcan Show on WEEI.
Couple of minutes left here on the Christian Arcan Show, which means it's time for Clickbait. And Clickbait tonight is all about LeBron James. LeBron James and his big announcement, which if you saw the announcement part, the decision part two, it was advertised on Twitter. That's where I saw it. And a lot of people thought maybe it was going to be him announcing his retirement or announcing that this would be his last season or announcing something along those lines. What it was instead was, well, why don't you go ahead and roll the tape there?
Well, everyone's on pins and needles across the country. You ready to go, LeBron? Where's the powder?
Left it at home.
LeBron, fans want to know where you're taking your talents this year. What's your decision?
In this fall, man, this is tough. In this fall, I'm going to be taking my talents to Hennessy VSOP.
VSOP?
VSOP. LeBron James is now selling Hennessy on television. Okay, why not? Hey, you know what? Why not? God bless. LeBron James, go for it. And if you watch the actual ad, then you saw that he dressed in that same button-up shirt that he had in the actual decision. It wasn't Jim Gray. It was some other guy. I don't know who that was talking to him. He was wearing that same shirt. Looks a little older. Looks a little different. But it wasn't about anything having to do with his playing career. It was just all about that Henny. Joe, if you could. Got you in the zone. Blame it on the Henny. So, LeBron James, what I find interesting about this is, has LeBron ever advertised something that wasn't like healthy before? You know, like I guess Sprite, these sodas and stuff like that. Is this his first alcohol-related sponsorship?
It's the first one I can think of.
Because I don't remember ever seeing him in like a beer commercial or any other kind of booze. Not that you see a lot of that, but back in the day, Miller Lite, like in the 80s with the 80s Celtics, Miller Lite was all over the place. You saw NBA players, all sorts of athletes did beer commercials. Beer commercials with athletes were really, really common when I was growing up, and I feel like they're not anymore. And so, while part of me wants to say, oh, LeBron, you're so corny with this stupid commercial, part of me's also like, hey, LeBron's doing ads for booze. That's kind of cool. Isn't that kind of cool? I mean, it's not like the coolest thing I've ever seen, but it's kind of cool. Like, that's sort of a throwback. Like, I feel like you don't see that anymore. You really don't. You know, like back in the day, you used to have athletes like Ted Williams be smoking cigarettes, like, yeah, smoke Marlboro Reds. They're good for you, kids, or whatever. But like, you know, as you grew up, that phased out. But then, you know, the beer commercials were a big one. And then you don't see any of those anymore. You never see athletes in beer commercials now. Hardly ever. Or any kind of booze commercials for that matter. And yet here's LeBron. LeBron doing the Henny ad and disguising it as some kind of announcement. I'll say this, I like it. I like that. I bet you were thinking I was going to hate it. I bet you were thinking, oh, Arcan's going to rip LeBron and rip that stupid thing. It was a stupid setup. I mean, it's a stupid setup. But I think the fact that he's doing booze commercials is, I don't know, I feel like that's a throwback to the old days.
I'm sure it's some marketing strategist or whatever. This goes for your point about like athletes not doing beer commercials. I'm sure there's a market strategist who was like, listen, if you stay away from the adult products and focus on stuff that everyone can have, mm-hmm. you can bring in a much bigger audience. That's why you see so many NFL players doing Pepsi and Little Caesars and
yeah.
that kind of stuff.
I think if you're going to be doing booze commercials in different sports, you should make it, you know, you should tailor it. Like you should have... I remember during hockey, they were doing, I forget what it was a vodka commercial with the guys from Spittin' Chiclets with Biz and Wit. Like afterwards, they're like having a drink together with some kind of vodka. I forget what it was. But that works. Vodka for hockey players. I feel like that fits. Whiskey for baseball players. Remember Kevin Millar with the Jack Daniels? There's a commercial right there. The problem with that, though, is that you're not allowed to drink in commercials for booze. You're not allowed to consume it in the commercial.
It's explicitly made fun of by Shane Gillis and Post Malone.
Right, yeah. Bud Light commercial. That's a pretty good little ad there. You know, it's a simple one, but it's good. But yeah, you can't do it. You just can't. Which I figured...
Actually, wait, I just thought of one. That made me think of something. Peyton Manning was in that Bud Light commercial. I mean, granted, he's not a current athlete, but he's an athlete doing a beer commercial.
That's true. But it wasn't while he was playing. You had the one where they're throwing the... Yeah, that was a pretty good ad, too. But yeah, if Manning was doing that while he was playing, I remember after they won the Super Bowl, he's like, I can't wait to drink a nice cold Budweiser. But I don't remember him doing those ads. If he was, then I take it back. But you don't see it very often. You really don't. And it used to be all over the place. It used to be everywhere.
Again, going back to the market strategist, they're probably thinking, you know, people are going to look at this and think you actually drink this beer during your playing days or stuff like that.
You ever drink Hennessy?
I haven't, no.
Never tried it?
No.
It's fine. I mean, it's very sweet. It's like a sweet. It's like, I don't know. You know how like Southern Comfort's sweet? It's like that kind of, you know what I mean? It's sort of like a cordially sort of, it's not my favorite. But the people, you know, some people love it. And now LeBron James, I mean, listen.
Which I didn't buy this for one second. I was like, oh, he's going to retire. Not for a second.
I thought maybe he'd say this would be my last year. Or that his other son's going to come play for the Lakers or something. I don't know. No, just Hennessy. Blame it on the alcohol. That's all the time I have here tonight. Want to say thanks to Tom King. Great job, as always, by Joe Braverman. We have another full show tomorrow night, boys and girls. 4 hours of Arcan coming your way, starting at 6 o'clock. We'll talk to you then right here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. Good night now. I don't trust you Danes.
Nothing!
That's it. Ah!
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help, you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.